Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Tzadi Dal of Masech Tzchum. Some of the topics we learned about include Shaleach Adam Yerech Lo'ev Kechavim Shegir HaNosha B'Teicha. A Jew is permitted to send to a non-Jew a whole thigh with the Gid HaNosha inside, and there's no concern that the non-Jew might resell this Yerech to another Jew and thereby cause him to eat the Gid HaNosha, because Mipnei Shemekayim Nikar. Since the Yerech is whole, it's evident that the Gid HaNosha was not removed. The discussion regarding Yisrael Lekech Basam and Akim, where the Jew may buy kosher meat from a non-Jew. And this depends on the two diverse practices of the Tabach and the Jewish butchers. Makom Shemach Rizin. In some places where all the butchers are Jewish, they announce when an animal is found to be treifa to be sold to non-Jews. Therefore, in these places, a Jew may buy meat from a non-Jew on a day that there was no announcement. Of course, there's no concern that this is treifa meat since there was no announcement that day. But Makom Sheimach Rizin. In some places where all the butchers are Jewish, they do not announce when an animal is found to be treifa to be sold to non-Jews. Therefore, in these places, a Jew may never buy meat from a non-Jew, because perhaps this is treifa meat that the non-Jew bought from the market and the Jew has no way of knowing since they never make announcements. One may not mislead another person, even a non-Jew. The two reasons for a meicher nevelus to treifas la'akim. A butcher may not sell treifa meat to a non-Jew, and two reasons for v'lo yemar adam la'akim kach li'bedinu zebasa. A Jew may not send a non-Jew with money to buy kosher meat from a Jewish butcher.